Thousands of elderly Americans fall each year, which can result in broken bones, head injuries, and even death. For our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports on technology and development to detect falls before they happen.
Baptist Homes is a sprawling senior care campus located on a lush, quiet hillside in Mount Lebanon. About 50 people live in the personal care part of the facility where they can get help with everyday tasks. Administrator Janet Wasco says falls are a big problem, and there are about 5 patients who fall on a regular basis.
They may slide off the chair, they may slide off the bed, their shoes may get caught on the carpet.
When a patient falls, there's a physical exam to make sure they aren't concussed or otherwise injured. Then the nursing staff does an assessment of the room to see if anything can be changed to make things safer. Things like getting rid of rugs or clutter that could cause someone to trip.
And even after all of that, some of these residents just fall for whatever reason.
It's estimated that almost a third of adults over 65 years old fall every year, and this often results in injuries that ultimately diminish that person's independence. Jane Cawley, an epidemiologist at the University of Pittsburgh, says a recent study from the American Geriatric Society shows falls cost the healthcare system about $50 billion in 2015.
The costs are to the healthcare system, but I think they're also to the individual in terms of dealing with the impact of falls on the quality of their life.
But what if there was a way to prevent falls before they happen? A sensor in development could do just that.
You feel that?
Think about that scene in Jurassic Park, where the dinosaur's massive footsteps cause ripples to appear in a cup of water. Human footsteps create vibrations as well.
So when people walk around, we sense the vibration caused by each footstep to identify and localize and get different gait patterns out of it.
That's Hae-Young No, a Carnegie Mellon University researcher who's working on a sensor that can detect when a person is at risk of a fall. These small gadgets can be attached to the floor or a piece of furniture. No says walking patterns are a bit like fingerprints because they're different for each person. When someone is about to fall, their walking pattern changes, like they could suddenly take 2 quick steps in a row. For a year and a half, No's team measured the unique walking patterns of patients at Baptist Homes.
If we can look at the pattern in the past and predict what's going to happen, then you can prevent before it happens.
No says it's also possible to tell when somebody is trying to get out of bed, which in some facilities they're supposed to do with the help of a caregiver.
But late at night or sometimes you don't want to bother other people. So they're like, oh, I'll just get out of the bed on my own and just drop by the bathroom quickly. And then they try to get out without help, and that's when they may fall.
If a sensor picks up a regular movement, it can alert the appropriate person, such as a nurse, with a message on their phone or computer that says a patient could be at risk of a fall. Baptist Homes' Wasco says she's thrilled by the idea that the sensors could be deployed in hospitals. That way, when a new resident arrives at the facility, the staff can know what their normal gait pattern looks like, which would help them identify the abnormalities that precede a fall. And she says the population of people most at risk for falls is growing every year.
Especially with the baby boomers coming up, we're all looking for technology. What can we get to help us in our daily living?
No's team is still fine-tuning the sensor and the algorithm to analyze the data it gathers. Eventually, No says she'd like to see the sensors deployed not only in hospitals and nursing homes, but also in private residences, so people can be alerted if their loved one is at risk of a fall. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation. WESA also receives funding from the University of Pittsburgh.